Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. At the UMD Tweed Museum of Art is a ceramics exhibit called Resurfaced and Reformed, Evolution in Studio Ceramics. Work in the show spans from famous and international artists to local and greater Minnesota work, including artists right here at UMD. Joining us on Radio Gallery today are two of the jurors/curators of the show, UMD professors Jim Klug and Elizabeth James. So we'll start with Jim.
Sure. Well, I'm Jim Klug. I'm the department head at Art and Design at UMD, and I'm a ceramist working with hand-built vessels.
I am Elizabeth James. I am a ceramic instructor at UMD, and I work with clay.
So it's called Resurfaced and Reformed, Evolution in Studio Ceramics, and it's an overview through the lens of both the Tweed Museum's collection of ceramics, which is pretty extensive, and augmented by the Harlow collection from Bemidji State University and a few works by area ceramists as well.
Talk about your role in bringing it to life and putting it together. You guys were integral in this.
Yes, it was a lot of fun. There's a total of 77 pieces being exhibited at the Tweed Museum right now. The Tweed Museum has an extensive collection. And so it was very, very tough in the sense of trying to pick out particular pieces that would work within the exhibition, et cetera, because there's so many wonderful pieces in there. And that was a challenge. That was probably the challenge. The fun part was seeing all the wonderful artwork and seeing what we could bring to, you know, could be exhibited at the Tweed, but also what we could show our students here at UMD and the community.
You know, if you look at the way it's laid out, and because it's sort of around the outside of the room, it's pretty linear. So there is that about it. It traces the sort of roots of the American studio potter movement, which largely Asian influenced, you know, in the mid 20th century, kind of through England. And then it just charts out, you know, other influences like the Bauhaus, that sort of modernist, very severe, geometric, you know, that's a big influence. And that's one of the paths. And then the ceramists who use more it's called Mark of the Fire, you know, so those kinds of effects get more influence.
Talk about the educational component, because you really can learn an arc and a vocabulary from seeing a collective show like this or a curated show.
Definitely. I mean, this highlights the amazing holdings we have in the region. I mean, these are huge international figures interspersed with people who have more national reputations and some who are more regional. And it is a way for, you know, the person who doesn't is sort of interested in ceramics, but doesn't maybe know a lot about it to see some groupings. It's really accessible. I mean, it's not a dense scholarly show. It's really neat stuff spread over the gallery. I mean, I have to say we were like kids in a candy shop. You know, we would check off things off a sort of printed list, and Joan would, you know, wheel them out into the room the next meeting, and we'd all look at them and decide. So it was, you know, even for us, it was this great educational thing. But I think it's a very accessible show.
You know, for example, there's a Pablo Picasso piece in there. There's a Peter Volkos. We have some amazing international and national artists. It's humbling to see what we have in our collection, because our collection is one of the largest, most extensive ceramic collections than I've seen. And I've seen several collections throughout the United States, and I'm just very proud that UMD has it.
Today on Radio Gallery, Jim Klug and Elizabeth James from the UMD Ceramics Department. The show, Resurfaced and Reformed, Evolution in Studio Ceramics, is up at the UMD Tweed Museum of Art through August 1st. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen and Molly Strife. Music by Willie Murphy, with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe. Listen to this episode again at KUMD.org. Just click on Arts. And if you appreciate the arts coverage this program brings to the Northland, send your comments to KUMD@KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.